Good evening, everyone. It is August 17th, 2022. In compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice was posted on the Township website, distributed to the 100 Interview, Courier News, the Express Times, the 100 County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Following the flag salute, we'll observe a moment of silence to honor our servicemen and women, first responders, and people of Ukraine. Would you please rise for the flag salute? Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. First item on the agenda are the minutes from the July 6th, 2022 meeting. If everyone's had a chance to review, if there are any comments to those minutes, please offer them. Or is there a motion to accept the minutes?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes of the regular meeting of July 6th, 2022.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. That takes us to public comment. Reminding everyone, there are two public comment sessions tonight. The first is limited to agenda items only, so the agenda should be available if you're not sure what's on the agenda. The second public comment toward the end of the meeting would be for any comment that someone would like to make to the committee. So at this time, is there a motion to open to public comment limited to agenda items only?
Motion so made.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. So if anyone would like to make a comment based on the agenda items, please come forward to the microphone. I'm not seeing anyone coming to the microphone, but I understand you're still looking at the agenda for a moment. Seeing no one with an agenda-related public comment.
Somebody's coming.
I'm sorry.
The new agenda stuff. Where is that? Is that what's the? I'm sorry. Sorry, everybody. Never done this.
Okay. This is just a front side and a back side. So any topic that's on there, you can make a comment now. Either side.
Okay. Thank you.
And then that'll be the agenda for tonight. Is there any? I'm speaking as loudly into it as I can. Okay. So. Just a reminder to everyone, we have to get right on top of the microphone. Okay, we'll do our best to speak right into the microphones. Seeing no one coming for public comment related to agenda items, is there a motion to close public comment?
So moved.
Second.
Oh.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. So the first item of business is the introduction of an ordinance, ordinance number 2022-09. A few months ago, the township introduced this ordinance to put official names to several of the parcels of open space that the township owns. When we were going to record the information on the deeds, we found a typographical error. What the committee has in front of them on section 1, number 3, where it says block 24, lot 2, it needs to be corrected to say block 24, lot 2.01. So that is the change, the amendment to the ordinance for potential introduction tonight. The public hearing and potential adoption would be September 21st, 2022. Any discussion on this amended ordinance? If not, is there a motion to introduce ordinance 2022-09?
I'll make the motion to introduce ordinance number 2022-09.
Yep.
Okay. Second.
Any discussion or roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. We have no resolutions tonight. First item of unfinished business relates to two agreements in front of us. from American Tower. American Tower is the company that has taken over operation of the cell phone tower behind the municipal building. One agreement is asking for preliminary approval to start a process whereby Dish Networks would like to be the fourth carrier on that pole and some ground space. Right now, we don't have a proposal for the revenues that we would receive from them. This is an initial approval to start those discussions. And the second is a routine request for maintenance on the tower by Verizon, which is the first carrier that was on that tower. The motion would be to authorize the mayor to sign the two agreements that are in the committee's packet. Any discussion from the committee?
Yeah, I want to know, they were doing some work not too long ago, maybe a month ago, 6 weeks ago. Does that have any relationship to what we're talking about here?
If the significant construction that you saw going on there, that was the AT&T antennas and ground equipment being installed last year. The committee approved that. And when that is finally installed and goes into service, we'll start collecting revenue from that. But this would be a fourth carrier after AT&T.
Okay, Mike. Thank you.
Yeah. Any other discussion or motion to authorize signature of the two agreements?
I'll make a motion to authorize signatures of the two agreements.
I'll second the motion.
Any further discussion? Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, under new business, we have the police chief's request to purchase Motorola radios. Mark Lall is liaison to police. Would you like to describe that for us?
Yes. So the current Motorola radios that our police use are becoming obsolete, and parts are also becoming hard to find. So he wants to start transitioning to the newer line. Four of them are the large portable radios, and then there's two other portable mobiles. So this is the start transitioning. We already have a couple of them already, but this is to start moving more of them away from the older product. And it's for $7,733.96.
State contract?
Yes. Yep.
And in the budget?
And in the budget, correct.
Any discussion from the committee? Is there a motion to approve the purchase of the radios from M&W Communications, Inc., total amount of $7,733.96?
I'll make that motion to approve the purchase of the Motorola radios for $7,733.96.
Second.
There's no further discussion. Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we have a request from the fire department for the release of capital funds to replace the roof at Fire Station 2. Tom McKee is liaison to fire. Would you like to give us a second?
And before you have three quotes, proposals for the capital improvement on Fire Station 2, which was reviewed during the budget process. The funds are there, and the bid that was chosen was the low bid for Babbage Construction, Califon, New Jersey, and the amount of $14,430, and that would be the bid that we'll motion to accept.
So the motion is made.
So moved.
Is there any further discussion or a second?
I'll second.
Any further discussion? Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. The next item on the agenda is related to an application for the EMS task force. Turns out some information we were looking for hasn't come through, so we will table that tonight for further review to a follow-on meeting. The next item after that is a board of adjustment request to appoint a new member and reassign board members. On July 27, 2022, the chairman and board of the Board of Adjustments interviewed Katie Devine for the alternate two position on the board. The board is recommending that Karen Zatika, alternate one, be moved up to fill the unexpired term of John Locker, class four, term expiring on December 2024, and move Charles Fortenbacher to the alternate one position, where term expires at the end of this year, 12/2022. The alternate two-position term for Katie Devine would expire on December 2023. Any discussion? Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
If there's no further discussion, roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And I'd like to thank each of those individuals and all of the volunteers of the township, but especially the Board of Adjustment that we're talking about now, for their time and effort volunteering for the township. There's no other business on the agenda, so we would go to presentation of vouchers. We call out, read out vouchers over amount of $1,000 and then approve the consolidated voucher list after that.
I have a couple that qualify here. The first one I have is for Lebanon Township Board of Education. The August 2022 school tax for $1,110,860.50. Second one I have here is for North Hunter and Voorhees Regional High School for July 2020 taxes, $1,013,901. I also have one here for Gephardt and Kiefer for professional services rendered outside of the retainer, $1,518.
Okay, my first one is for Bear Reese Engineering for Planning Board escrow for the NAR Group application for $2,405. The second one is for B&R Uniform. This is for $5,489 for police uniforms. Then we have Borough of Washington Animal Control Services for the third quarter for $2,501. General Sales Administration for the all the other equipment that goes into a police interceptor vehicle other than the vehicle for $13,842.47.
I have the New Jersey State Health Benefit Plan premiums for August in the amount of $38,431.56. I have County of Hunterdon third quarter county tax, $789,837.87. And County of Hunterdon open space tax for the third quarter, $78,206.61.
I have Home Depot Credit Services for $1,093.22. Patriotic Office Cleaning Company for $1,405. Protect Systems out of Somerset for $1,580. Stavola Construction Materials out of Red Bank, $1,014.10. And then I think there were some carryovers from the meeting which was adjourned. Emergency Systems of Quakertown, Pennsylvania, $1,688.52. Warren Asphalt, $2,650. Warren Asphalt again, $1,782.28. Warren Asphalt, $3,116.93. And that's it.
Okay, I just have one that applies, and it's the third quarter library tax, county library tax, $78,826.60.
So the total voucher list is $3,177,867.89. Is there a motion to approve the voucher list?
I'll make a motion to approve the voucher list.
Second.
If there's no discussion, roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. That takes us to correspondence. There's one item from the museum. Anything you want to highlight?
Yes. There's going to be an exhibit of Don Ross's artwork. If any of you are long-time residents of Lebanon Township, you know who Don Ross was. He was a custodian for years at the Woodland School. He was quite a good artist. There's going to be an exhibit of his artwork on display from September through November, with an exhibit opening featuring a speaker and light refreshments to be held on Saturday, September 3rd. And then we have the Paint the Town Plain Air event, which runs Saturday, September 17th through Saturday, October 1st. Artists will exhibit their best work at the art show and silent auction to be held on Sunday, October 2nd. Information and registration can be found on the website.
Having no other business on the agenda, that takes us to public comments. I would note, as we said last time, personnel matters cannot be discussed in the public forum, and as I think we're all familiar with by now, the cannabis application is before the planning board, which is a separate board from this committee, so this committee is not able to comment on the cannabis application that's before us. With that, is there a motion to that's before the planning board? Is there a motion to open to public comment?
I'll make that motion to open to public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment, please come forward to the microphone.
Ariel. Vincenzo Pepe, 3 Simons Lane. It's more of a comment, a question for our equipment in the Lebanon Township, building, right, our municipal building. Do those cameras that are in the building, are they in each and every room? And also, are they audio equipped? Or is it just something that's just video footage, period, no audio?
Given that those are security cameras, I'm not sure we would disclose any information about them for security.
Sorry, there's a note on how to operate my microphone. Yeah, we cannot give out any information that would give anyone any insights into the security system in the building that would put those in the building in danger and compromise the security of the building.
Okay, so that's a good point, and I appreciate that. I didn't really think of it that way. But what I'm trying to get to is that if they are not having them in every room, if they are not microphone equipped, and if it's true that it deletes on a 30-day cycle, which is very short for our standards today, how would we as the public go about making sure that that information is kept for a lot longer and that every room has a video with a microphone on it so that for your security, for our township security, in light of recent incidents, right, I'm not addressing it specifically, but that doesn't happen again and it won't cost us a lot of money to determine are we going to get sued or is someone else needs to be fired, right? So that's pretty much where I'm going with that. Thank you.
Thank you. If anyone else would like to make a public comment, this is your opportunity to come forward.
Keith Galloway, Mount Lebanon Road. I did approach a meeting a week ago and inquired about all of the ash trees that are dead along our roads. I know that there's an easement from the center of the road. I don't know how many feet it is. I think it's 16 feet. What's going to happen if one of those trees falls on someone before they're taken down? Because many of them are ready to be falling. I had a friend that had a branch go through the windshield of their car, entered his skull, spent 20 years in an institution, not even knowing who he was. So this is really something that I really am concerned about, because I am afraid somebody, maybe myself, might get hurt. I walk some of these streets. I obviously drive on these roads, and there are hundreds of them right along the road. So I would just hopefully appreciate somebody looking into the problem that we have before someone is injured.
Just to address that, the right-of-ways are different on different roads. That's why some are 33 feet wide, some are 50 feet wide, depending on the exact road. Where the trees are near power lines, where we've been seeing for a year or longer a lot of work by the utility companies taking down ash trees when they're near power lines. The right-of-way, and the attorney wants to comment as well, the right-of-way gives the township the authority, the right to put signs and things into that property, but it's not owned by the township. The property owner is still responsible for the trees on their property, and we've discussed that. We recognize the issue with the emerald ash borer. The challenge is the cost for us to take trees down on 90 miles of roads is prohibitive, and it's not actually our property to do it on.
Okay, so let's just say on Point Mountain Road. Now, I know that's county park roads. I think we maintain it for plowing and whatnot. So I have a feeling that you would become involved in case a tree did fall there, and I will say that any of you can drive down there tonight, tomorrow, and you will see dead trees that have been on wires for over a year. They have been down there, and they have cut trees, but it's only in case one falls and it's across the road. That's all.
And we only, the township only maintains trees that fall onto the road. We clear from our roads. If a tree looks dangerous and it's owned by the county property, the county should be informed, and if that gets to us, I don't know where every tree is, but we can use our contacts to the county. Any resident can call the county directly, put them on notice. Your point on wires, typically if the tree is on an electric wire, the high wires, JCP&L takes care of those because they start fires and things. It's the cable company wires and the phone wires, the next wires down, where they'll let them lay on that, and that's a state public utilities issue that we don't have any leverage to get them to take things off of their wires. Because the wires don't electrocute people
Understood.
When they fall. So
okay, but does anyone on the road department call anyone?
Yes. Our road department, each of our road department employees has different roads that they keep an eye on and try to gather that information as well. I don't know for sure the Point Mountain situation, and I wouldn't discuss an individual if we did, but your point is well taken, and we'll
I appreciate
we'll take that. Thank you. Any other member of the public wishing to make a comment to the committee?
You have to give her name or address to be on the record?
Not required.
Okay.
You're welcome to, but not required.
Can I approach to give you handouts?
Sure.
I'll just start off with just to make everybody aware that Governor Murphy, we have a drought watch going on right now. And being in the Highlands, we have to conserve all our water, especially with other issues coming on. Bear with me. We had a table here. Okay, so one of the handouts that I gave, I'll read part of it. It came from another township. It says, and it's in a resolution. It says, whereas officials from two prominent nonprofit organizations that have been established for the purpose of advising New Jersey municipalities on legal matters, such as have been presented by the Act, those organizations are the New Jersey State Legal Municipalities and New Jersey Institute of Local Government's Attorneys. Have strongly urged that due to the complexity and novelty of the Act, and we're talking about the Cannabis Act, the many areas of municipal law that are or may be implicated in decisions as to whether or to what extent cannabis and medical cannabis should be permitted for land use purposes and or otherwise regulated in any particular municipality, in a relatively short duration in which the Act would allow such decisions to be made before imposing an automatic authorization of such uses in specified zoning districts subject to unspecified conditions. The most prudent course of action for all municipalities, whether or not generally in favor of cannabis or medical cannabis land development and uses, would be to prohibit all such uses within the Act, a 100-day period, in order to ensure sufficient time to review this. And I'll just stop at that point and get the gist of it. So the town, I'm sure the town knew or should have known that they had that option to opt out of medical and recreational. Okay? Our town did not. We opted out of recreational, not medical. And there's a bunch of he said, she said interpretations and all this other stuff going on. But there's something wrong if we're not in contact with, if the township is not in contact with League of Municipalities and New Jersey Institutes of Local Government Attorneys. There's something definitely wrong. Because we have the information. The information's out there. We should just opt it out. We wouldn't be in the situation that we're in. Putting that aside, what do we do? We did not opt out of medical. That's the fact. All right? Our leaders did not do that for us. Zoning board. Let's see, not zoning board. Zoning ordinance, Branchburg. Prohibited uses. That's the other flyer I gave you, the other document. And you can opt out. Now we're going to have to do it under zoning. Because we can't opt out through the state, but now we have to change our zoning ordinance to opt out of medical, because it's not covered. We're not covered. Anybody can come in here and apply if they have a medical. We're not covered. The town's not protected. Our residents aren't protected. So through zoning, we have to do something. Maybe we have it, maybe we don't. But through zoning, we need to do an ordinance prohibiting cannabis, medical, recreation. We already did the recreational part. We have to do the medical part. Simple. It's a simple fix. All right? So that's that. Other towns have done it. So it can't. So if somebody's telling you can't do it, they're full of it. Other towns have done it, and if there's a problem, let them sue us. Let them go to court and say you can't do it, because then there'll be a whole lot of other towns out there to do it. They, all we had to do, and I'm looking at some other towns and stuff, all they had to do is do recreational, two words, and medical. If you just put and medical in this, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be here. I have that information. And I'm sure a lot of this information has come forth. Cannabis and medical cannabis. That's all we had to do. This is a resolution. This is a new chapter in another town. Done. It's a very simple thing. And if our lawyers can't understand this, they should be fired. Now, there's a resolution that was passed in reference to the NAR group, and I know you can't talk about it because of the planning board. But it also, I guess to get unanimous consent on this resolution, let me make sure we got, it's 85-2021, and it actually states in there, whereas state regulations and guidance are unclear as to whether medical marijuana is or is not an agricultural crop. And it goes on from there. That was put in this resolution. Okay, so where did that information come from? I don't know if you can respond to me in another format. If you don't want to, you don't have to say nothing right now. That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, the information came from attorneys, committee people doing research, a broad range of information sources.
So you are aware, if not, I'll tell you, hemp is regulated by agricultural, SADC. I spoke with them. They say they do not regulate cannabis, medical, any of the cannabis. That's the only one who regulates that is CRC. And if anybody doesn't know what CRC is, it's Cannabis Regulatory Commission, and there has been no determination. And that's the latest and greatest at this point in time. They're not easy to get a hold of, but I do have direct contact names and numbers for them, and I will be pursuing that end of it as time allows. And it's just a point to be made. There's a lot of. Well, I'll skip this one. All right. So zoning is very important. If you don't take action on zoning, and you don't look at that immediately, you're basically saying, we welcome you. Lebanon Township, you want to get on a map, you want to know to the world what we are, bring in all your medical. All right, because you're allowing it. And through all these other towns and what's happened, there's only one company that hasn't started up yet that only has a cultivation license. The rest of them have multiple licenses attached to them. And to get tax monies and other things, they go into the recreational, they go into wholesale, they go into distribution, they go into retail. They go right down the line. It's money, 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 all the way down the line, and just get their foot in. Okay? It's out there. If you want to do an advisory committee, a citizens advisory committee, to get you this information, because everybody's limited with time. I'll be glad to resource information to you, do whatever it wants, and you get a few people together. We'll be glad to, because we're all trying to help the town. With in reference to 62 Anthony Road, it was deemed a Superfund site. After they got a hot spot cleaned up, they pulled away from the Superfund site and went back into DEP. Then they had to come back in because another hot spot was found, and it became a Superfund site again. Or it became if it wasn't a Superfund site, it became a EPA regulated cleanup area. Okay, then they do that cleanup in that little area, test around it, and then come back and they leave and leave it back to the DEP. Many people don't realize this, and I sure. If a cultivation site, marijuana cultivation site, is allowed there, say goodbye to the EPA. Federal money will not flow into that site to clean it up. And if I was the mayor of this town, or any of your board members, and I'm advocating for this, and I subject my town to that type of liability, risk, and exposure, that's horrible, just horrible. And I'm getting reports that there's, over time, cancer issues, health issues in that area. I urge you to contact the health department, have them do a survey of the area, have them get family members and do a tree and go back and see what kind of issues we have health-wise. County, state, whatever it is, because that's been an ongoing. And the more people that recognize me because I'm speaking and I'm coming out, the stuff that I'm hearing of what's going on in that site, and I'm sure it's only the tip of the iceberg, is horrific. All right? And that will bring me to my last thing. Most towns, when they have situations like this, and I understand it's a small town, we have limited resources, but we need to muster up the courage, the political will, and get the state and our other officials involved to buy this property, clean it up, and make it a park. This is what happens in other towns all over this state. And that's the only way this is going to be resolved and people are going to sleep at night, is to get this thing cleaned up all the way down, test that whole area of disturbance, and be done with this. Because there's people here from, been here 70 years, 50 years, 20 years, 40 years, and they just never thought this thing would rear its ugly eye again. They thought it was done, and, you know, you forget about it and move on. This isn't going away. So I hope we can get some true leadership, attack this thing, pivot. Turn 180 degrees, pivot, and just take care of this issue and be done with it. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else from the public coming forward to make a comment?
Talk on conference calls all day, but this thing scares the hell out of me. And I'm Irish, and I'm mad, and I'm sarcastic. So I'm warning everybody up here. I've considered myself to be truly blessed to live in Lebanon Township most of my life. In my 45 years, I can't remember when our elected officials and volunteers showed total disregard for supporting their taxpayers and constituents. I attended the dispensary town meeting and couldn't believe what I was hearing from a certain few. Basically, some of our officials expressed they could care less about our town or its citizens' view, or at least that's what I took away from it. There's something rotten in Lebanon Township when 90% of the voters and townspeople would vote against this marijuana farm, and somehow this is getting pushed through without the support of our citizens. Are you telling me with all the closed businesses in New Jersey and larger towns with parking, city water, and facilities that our Wood Glen residential area is our only is their only option? Can someone explain why anyone would buy a Superfund site without some sort of financial consideration that hasn't been shared yet? Is there an logical explanation why something that changes the whole identity and character of our town, hold on, I got a new iPhone this week. Logical explanation why something that changes the whole identity and character of our town is not being addressed as a ballot option in November. I really want to answer to that one. I'm looking forward to the results of the environmental impact statement. Considering most of us have well water, I'm not aware of any city water where they would be able to treat if something were contaminated. We should be so proud that we're teaching our children that, number one, your vote counts, and that's how our voices are heard. And don't do drugs, but it's okay for a marijuana farm up the street from where you live. That's just, sorry. And I really do want to know why it's not. Can somebody please tell me why it's not on a ballot where all of us get to vote in November?
I mean, planning board matters.
Yeah, I'm not sure that that specific property is a subject of a planning board application. It is within their jurisdiction now. We cannot talk about it. So I'm confused about what ballot question you want.
Well, like, you know how when you go in to vote, there's like little referendums at the bottom where you can vote yes, no. That's what I want to know is why is a certain few going to make this decision?
It would be a non-binding referendum, but there was already a statewide referendum on marijuana legalization.
Legalizing,
but it's not in your town. It's a different question.
They're asking
question.
About for a non-binding referendum regarding zoning
your
ordinances.
Town. Yeah.
That is a committee decision if they want to do it, but it would be a non-binding referendum.
What's the deadline? Do you know for the November? Is it September?
I believe it's coming up. It's September 1st to get a ballot question on.
September 1st.
And how do we do that? Who do we go through? The planning board? The committee?
It would be the committee that would have to pass a resolution to put a ballot question on. But again, it would be a non-binding referendum. It means the committee's not bound by it.
It's for advice.
Those are just the laws.
Yeah.
The laws right. Allow a non-binding referendum, not a binding referendum on certain topics. But we would need more information of how that impacts the application before the planning board.
I think it would be improper for the committee to comment on hypotheticals.
Yeah.
But again, to put a non-binding referendum on, that is a resolution of the committee.
Maybe if you could provide us a memo on how that could be done when there's an application before the planning board.
I can get on that. We'd have to schedule a special meeting because we'll have to get it. I'll double check
with
the county clerk.
You could provide us a memo to get us started, and then we'll.
Right, and if this application takes longer and goes into next year, you can't do it for a primary. It's got to be on November again next year. You'd have to wait a whole year.
Any other member of the public coming forward for a comment?
My name is Dennis O'Connell. I've lived here for about 35 years. It's a great place to live. Got my children educated here. Quality of life is fantastic. I was originally from New York. This is really great. My concern that I have is getting involved with having a facility on a Superfund site. That property was used to make tear gas, to make mace, all kinds of toxins. Over 2 days ago, I spoke to a gentleman who's lived all his life in this township and worked at that factory. And he said it was unreal with everything that was spilled, dumping barrels of contaminant into the soil. It was really bad. So that's one concern. The other concern I have is I was doing a little research, and there is a Reddington Township had some issues, especially with the smell. People were getting sick, nauseous. They had to do everything in order to even survive because of the noxious odors. They used to call up police, anybody. No one responded to them. I think they were trying to remediate the situation after a long time by getting some very expensive carbon filtration systems in order to remediate the odor. The other issue is as far as the water is concerned. Realize a lot of people don't realize how limited the water supply is in Lebanon Township. I personally built my house about 35 years ago, mostly myself and a couple of other subcontractors helping it. And before we invested too much in it, we really wanted to find out, is there water there or not? Because if you have a house with no water, it's nothing. We finally got a well, which is about 650 feet deep, which is a pretty high one. And we only get 4 gallons per minute. We can't put any type of irrigation system. We basically, water is very precious. So at 4 gallons a minute, you know, you spend $10,000, $20,000 for a well, and we're lucky to have it because it's adequate. I have a 120-gallon holding tank, and it works fine. I'm concerned about the water, limited resources, and also at the same time, as far as water is concerned, I have a friend who's a chemist, and he said the potential of contaminating water with a lot of the messing up and disturbing the toxins in a Superfund land there, it's going to be accelerated when you even touch it. Look at Chernobyl. The guys, when Russia was involved there, they had some troops dig some foxholes to do something there, and half of them died because they disturbed the contaminated soil in Chernobyl. If they left it alone, they wouldn't have, but they died because of it. And the same thing, this chemist who's brilliant, he indicated you disturb that, you're going to have a lot of problems. I'm not an engineer, I'm not a chemist, but I speak to a lot of smart people. And the other thing is, these roads are pretty dangerous when you start coming in. Last thing I want to do is have a large truck, go back and forth in these township roads. I mean, you know, they're right next to it. I had to call the police because there was a whole bunch of steers running loose in order to round them up. I mean, this is the really countryside. And also, at the same time, I think it would behoove people to even call some of the other townships, just like Reading Township, and say, really, we're concerned. What have we got to learn? What would you suggest on this thing here? I'm not saying that you've got a tough job because, you know, you've got considerations on it. And you have to, you know, weigh everything, check and balance on it. But at the same time, you've got to do some research and homework to make a valid decision, really an intelligent decision. And I think by calling up, I think Alexandria Township, I think Reading Township, and some of the other townships, and just ask, I'm having some problems. Do you have any suggestions? That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Ann Orlowski, Sliker Road. Last night I was at the planning board meeting and I asked a question about the guidance that was given by the attorney, and that said that had to be addressed to the committee. Also had a question about the letter that was signed by Mike Schmidt giving the approval. I'm assuming that was within the 20 days after NAR got their approval from the state.
Can I just correct? I was CC'd on a letter. There was no letter that I signed. And, in fact, the attorney here tonight is the one who signed the letter just as it was an information letter to the NAR group replying to their request for a zoning permit, if you've got the correct letter, if I'm thinking of the correct letter.
This was in 2019.
Right. I was one of the CCs on the letter. It wasn't from me.
Who authorized the letter?
Right. Who authorized the letter?
The group came in asking for a zoning permit. I'm not sure.
They didn't come in for a zoning permit. They came in for what was called a letter of zoning compliance. I believe that's what it was called at the time. And there was a meeting with the mayor. I don't think the planning board attorney was there. And the
John
zoning
Galena
officer
was there. The planning board attorney was there. The planning board secretary was there. You were there. The
planning
attorney.
Planning board secretary was not there.
I don't think she was. I don't think she was
not there.
Okay.
But in any event, it was a letter written regarding a zoning opinion, and now it is within. It's in the hands of the planning board, possibly the zoning board, to interpret the township's ordinances about whether about how to apply that. It was an opinion that agricultural uses are permitted in this zone, and at the time, the advice from the state, it was an agricultural use. It's now in the planning board and zoning board's jurisdiction to interpret that and apply the ordinances as they see fit.
Okay. It also said that the township's ordinances do not specifically prohibit the cultivation of medical marijuana.
And at that time, that was the current state of the township's ordinances.
Okay.
But it did not reflect any positive or negative, giving of support or not giving of support by the township committee.
So did NAR get a letter, any other letter, within that 20-day period saying that it was okay for them to go ahead and do what they want to do?
No, that was the only letter that I personally sent.
It's the only letter I'm aware of.
So because of the state laws saying that they had to get this letter within 20 days, if they don't have this letter, how can they proceed?
I'm not following your question.
Okay. The state law says that they had 20 days to get a letter from the township, local approval.
Are you addressing the 2019 or the 2000?
Yes.
In 2019, that was a request for their application. I don't remember it.
No, that they hadn't gotten as far as an application.
It was after their approval, whenever that was.
Yeah, we never issued anything.
I think the 20 days was last summer.
Yeah.
It's much more recent, nothing to do with the 2019
If you
letter.
Are, which I think you are alleging, that there is a violation of the Cannabis Commission's rules, that is outside of the township's jurisdiction, that is within the jurisdiction of the Cannabis Commission. And again, considerations like this, the planning board or zoning board will take this into consideration. Applications are typically conditioned upon obtaining all outside agency approvals. The Cannabis Commission is an outside agency. So if you think there is a they have somehow violated Cannabis Commission regulations about getting a license, that is an issue to take up with the Cannabis Commission.
Can I ask the attorney a question? Is that letter in any way, shape, or form dispositive to the planning board?
No. The planning board has the power to refer the applicant to the zoning board to get an interpretation of our ordinances. That is within the jurisdiction of the zoning board.
So this letter was for a different purpose other than an application before the planning board. Is that accurate?
Yes, this was not in connection with any planning or zoning board application.
Thank you.
The letter was for the application itself, the 2019.
For the state application,
right.
For the state
they
license.
They needed a letter, not a letter of approval as much as the thoughts of the governing body. That had to be part of the application process, just to clarify.
To get a license.
What did that letter say?
It said that agricultural uses are permitted in that zone, and at the time, guidance from SADC was that cannabis was an agricultural use.
But can I clarify? Can I clarify? The letter did not state the second half. It didn't take an opinion of whether cannabis was agriculture.
We just said purely it's an agricultural use.
It purely stated the fact that the zoning it was in was agricultural. And
yes, and now.
And that we had no ordinance about cannabis.
Within the zoning board's purview to interpret zoning regulations as needed, as per requests from applicants or the planning board.
So that letter was stating it was in the RC zone, which permits agriculture. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And I think the 20-day deadline you're talking about was referred to earlier, where the township passed a resolution, the entire committee passed a resolution, where we stated that the state is unclear of whether cannabis is agricultural or not. Or I don't. The word I think was used was stated.
Or was that that was the ordinance?
That was the resolution after the NAR group received their license. Then they had 20 days to get some confirmation that the zoning hadn't changed from the local from the township.
So I'm assuming we still don't know whether it's agricultural or not. The state hasn't defined that yet. Right?
This committee has not taken a stand on that. Is fair.
Yeah, if you look at the agricultural statutes, and it's subject to interpretation, you have hemp versus cannabis.
I understand
so
that.
That's where the cloudy area is right now.
Yeah, and now SADC refers all inquiries about cannabis to the Cannabis Commission. So they are not making any current opinions.
So if they're referring everything to the Cannabis Commission, it would be up to the Cannabis Commission to decide whether or not it's an agricultural product or not?
That's a good question. To be honest, it seems to be a circle of pointing fingers.
Yeah. Are these things going to be brought up in the August 30th meeting?
That's entirely the jurisdiction of the planning board.
That's entirely up to the planning board, but I am sure the information has been submitted to them.
Okay. The only other thing is a question is the opt-out ordinance that was passed in August of this year. Basically, it does not specifically prohibit the cultivation of medical cannabis within the township. The advice from our attorney did not include guidance on opting out of medical cannabis. Can I ask why?
The medical cannabis regulations did not include an opt-out provision as the recreational regulations did. However, you know, at any time, if the county wants the committee wants to revisit the ordinance, that is within the committee's purview. If they wish to do that, and we can discuss it again.
But the consistent guidance we've gotten from your colleague from your firm is that
the medical rules have not been changed.
That a municipality does not have the authority to prohibit medical cannabis.
The recreational rules give you an opt-out. The medicinal rules don't. They're two different products.
Correct.
If that's the case, how have other townships, communities been able to opt out of both recreational and medicinal cannabis?
The issue has not been challenged in the courts, so they have done it.
So can't we do that too?
again, that is up to the committee if they're willing to take that risk.
And the kind of guidance we get, the classic example, correct me on this, is adult bookstores. There's municipalities around the state that have banned adult bookstores, and someone goes to the court and says, you don't have the authority to do that. So the guidance that we've gotten, and I can speak for myself, is that if we passed such an ordinance locally, right now the attorneys tell us there's no authority from the state to uphold that ordinance. Doesn't mean that other municipalities haven't done it, but the question is, do we want to take on, as someone else said, we're in a position of making a decision one way or another. Do we want to take on a legal challenge?
Yes.
And so we're...
According to what everybody's been saying, yes.
Then we take that under advisement.
I think I've given we've always given the committee the consistent risk. You can do anything you want. Doesn't mean someone's not going to sue you about it.
Right.
That is...
And it doesn't mean you're going to win that lawsuit.
And it
either.
Doesn't mean you're going to win.
If we get enough information.
Hypothetical. Suppose we did pass such an ordinance. How would that affect the current application since they've already filed the application?
I don't know the status of the application, whether or not it's been deemed complete. So that...
we probably shouldn't address a hypothetical.
Yeah, so we should not address it because, one, I'm not aware, and two, it's in the jurisdiction of the planning board right now.
The only other thing that I had from reading some of the stuff from the state was that originally they had a timeline where once somebody started a facility in a township or wherever, that they had to wait a year before they could apply for an expanded ATC, ACT, the whole... whatever. They remove the year. So once they start, they can apply to expand their facility right away, which means it could be not just cultivation. It could be distribution. It could be recreational.
They have to apply for it. And I believe they could not apply, they could not be granted recreational licenses of any sort because we've opted out of that.
Okay, but they could be granted distribution and perhaps a store in their facility to sell it?
Again, hypothetically...
It depends on the uses permitted in that zone.
Yeah, it depends on the zoning of that.
No, the thing with the opt-out, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, it can be changed and you can opt back in the time it takes to pass another ordinance. 8 weeks.
Yes.
Would you repeat that for clarity, please? I just didn't hear that.
And Tara can keep me straight. When we opted out, there was something that said you can opt in at any time. So if we wanted to vote to opt in recreational or other categories of the six categories, you can do that in the time it takes to get an ordinance, an introduction, and a hearing on an ordinance, which could be 6 to 8 weeks.
That's the state statute, as I recall.
I hope you're not suggesting that we opt in. I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just telling the full story that you can, just because you have an opt-out, doesn't mean you can't opt back in and make changes.
What if we choose not to opt back in? Do we have the ability to opt out of medicinal marijuana, too?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that something that's in front of the township?
See, the only thing, I did read something, though, and this was very important, and it stuck in my mind. You can never repeal that ordinance. You have to do it a certain way, because if you repeal it, it's like it never existed, and then all categories are allowed.
That's in the recreational law. That's in the recreational rules.
Okay. So
I don't want to say that the medicinal rules aren't as good as the recreational rules, but the recreational rules were written giving municipalities more clarity.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Karen Williams. Just a point of clarification, that aforementioned letter from August of 19, is that legally viable given that the whole committee didn't sign it? How do we work as a just for my information, how do we work as a committee? Do we all need to sign that? Are we okay if one person signs it in council, or how does legally that function?
If it's an action of the township, it needs township committee approval.
And was that letter signed by the township committee?
No, and it wasn't action of the township. It was an interpretation of our zoning ordinance.
So was that legally liable for them to use in their application? Would their application be?
The medical licenses, there were different requirements. For recreational licenses, they actually need a resolution of support from the governing body.
And did we get that because
For medical licenses, the rules were a little bit unclear and different. They just needed a zoning compliance letter.
Yeah, because if the whole committee wasn't involved, then presumably, you know, does that count? You know, like, are you allowed to speak for the whole committee in our township solo?
No, of course not.
Is that what happened or no?
No, that's not what happened. I was copied on a letter from the attorney stating what the township zoning rules were. That's what that letter was in 2019. Now, last year there was a resolution of the whole committee. When they requested a resolution, the rules had changed for them. They needed a resolution from the whole committee. There was a resolution from the whole committee last year.
But was that initial matter discussed at a meeting or with everyone? Did they know about it?
In 2019, they requested an answer in between meetings. And you may be confused here because I believe Ms. Kohler for several months was saying she wasn't aware of it for 2 years, but the emails show that the whole committee was aware of the question 90 minutes after the letter was sent.
So, but before the letter was sent is what I'm saying. Is that something that everybody should have been privy of?
We're not allowed to have committee meetings without public notice. So
they would have waited.
There was no action in that letter of 2019.
But the action set forth a whole bunch of things that now got us where we are. You know, like they use that in their application to be where we are now. And my question is to you guys to make sure that is legally valid.
I don't think that's our question of whether it's legally valid. That would be
the Cannabis Commission. They accepted
right.
It was a letter stating.
But did they know it wasn't the whole committee?
The letter was not written that it was from the whole committee.
Can we get a copy of the letter?
I assume that's operable.
It's available.
The letters
okay.
are available.
I'm sure.
Okay, I just didn't know how everything works with the committee versus you or, you know, that kind of stuff.
If it's from the committee, there'd be a resolution like some of the wireless contracts tonight. The committee votes to authorize the mayor to sign, then there's a record that the whole committee authorized it. Number one, the letter you're referring to in 2019 was not signed by me. It came from the attorney.
Is she allowed to do it by herself without approval from you or the committee? Or she wouldn't just write a letter by herself?
Letters, zoning applications, business is conducted every day by the township. That's not actions of the committee.
But not on this scale.
And that's what I'm saying. We were all informed of it immediately, but it wasn't an action of the committee. So if the Cannabis Commission application required action from the committee, the applicant was not given that. There was no representation that it was action from the committee. It was confirming that the zoning in place in the township allowed agriculture. It took no opinion of whether cannabis is agriculture.
Thanks for the clarification.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Rich Webb. Anthony Road. So this letter that this young lady was just speaking about, you're Miss San Angelo?
Yes.
So when you wrote that letter, you did that in negotiation with the NAR attorney, correct? You consulted with the NAR attorney?
I consulted with him as to what NAR was actually asking for, and then the contents of the letter I consulted with the mayor and the zoning officer and the planning board attorney.
And you actually signed the letter. It was typed out, and you signed it, and you sent it to the NAR attorney.
Yes.
And then the NAR attorney said, that doesn't work for us, because you got a sentence in here that doesn't work for us. You know what the sentence was? That you put in, to your credit, the sentence you put in. Additionally, please be advised that this letter should not be construed as proof of local support, in quotes, pursuant to NJSA 24:6, which is the statute that requires NAR to get a statement of local approval. So you put in, to your credit, that sentence that said this letter should not be construed to be that. What happened next was the NAR attorney sends you an email and says, as follows, by placing your last sentence, your letter would not serve our purposes and would act as an impediment. You then write a new letter. You already signed it and sent it to them, but you do another one.
Yes, and I consulted.
No, I'll finish. Then you can say what you like. And you send that letter out, and that letter deletes the sentence that I just read. Deletes the sentence that says, additionally, please be advised that this letter should not be construed as proof of local support. You deleted that. And then you send a copy of that letter to the planning board attorney, Mr. Galena, who many of us saw in action last night. And what do you say in your email to Mr. Galena? You say that you revised the letter to delete the last sentence. I quote, after a discussion with Steve Gruenberg, who's the NAR lawyer, and the mayor.
And that is what I said. I
consulted
with the mayor.
And that's what you wrote. So just so everybody's clear how that letter happened, okay? Thank you.
Lori Hoffman, Buffalo Hall, changing all, so that we're at the point of to do a non-binding referendum.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah,
you. Okay, now.
That's good.
Okay. Can we do
even closer?
Poetry
apparently,
yet?
They. Huh? Even closer, they can.
Or talk louder.
Okay. Talk like you're talking to Victor.
Thank you.
Victor.
Can we do a non-binding referendum? For a business administrator, contingent on the results of whatever investigation you're doing, being as we have to file it by September 1st, can we do a special meeting to be able for you to be able to approve that? Otherwise, we have a whole year to go. So that's.
Will.
And another suggestion. I think people don't, just listening last night, a lot of people do not understand, and we could hardly hear them, so I hope on the 30th we have better microphones, the process that the planning board has to go through to hear that, what questions they have to ask, what the process is. And I don't think that we can do a binding referendum now that it's already, they've already making a request. I don't think that you're correct if we do a binding referendum that this committee could vote for them not to do marijuana at that plant. I think we'd be so open for a lawsuit right now. So I think we're getting not very good legal advice, which we have not gotten it in the past.
Just to clarify, it would be a non-binding referendum. It would just be a question, and I don't know the status of the NAR Group's application, whether they've been deemed complete or not. That is a.
And that's why I asked for a memo, since we wouldn't have
that.
That's
a function of the planning board.
Okay.
So we'd have to know that, what the legal ramifications would be of having that.
And it would be the legal ramifications of passing an ordinance, because there's no legal ramifications of doing a non-binding referendum. It's if you choose to take action consistent with that non-binding referendum in amending your ordinances.
Would that in any way have the committee prejudicing their application for possible grounds for a lawsuit?
That is something we'd have to discuss, being that there are two committee members that sit on
Correct. The
planning board.
I think you probably should ask John Galena if you, because NAR Group is already in process, anything you might do with an ordinance right now might not impact them, but could impact future applicants.
I agree.
I think that's what it
would I be. Agree with that. It
yeah.
would, any action that is done, we would consult with the planning board attorney.
Right. Now, as far as the business administrator ordinance, I already have one. It got voted down last time 2 years ago, so I could just dust it off if you want, because it's already been reviewed by everybody that needs to review it, so just so that you know. But again, that's non-binding.
That's non-binding, and
right.
the business administrator one is obviously
right.
easier.
Right.
Jim Orlowski, Slyker Road. Just a few comments. Let's ask, where do we stand on the business administrator?
There's no update from the action taken at the last meeting.
Has she filed anything against the township?
There's no update. There are conversations, but no update.
Okay, so there's nothing filed even before the last meeting? Because you said nothing's changed, so now I'm going to go back and ask
filed,
another
no,
question.
Nothing
okay.
filed.
Nothing question. Okay.
Are you asking a question or whether or not there's been a lawsuit filed?
Yep. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Or any other action that she's looking for, whatever. Because I sat there and thought about
nothing.
She was suspended, but she's going to get paid. That did stick in my craw. I know there's probably legal reasons, but it did stick in my craw. Okay. There was a comment made here. Don't remember who. Don't remember exactly how, but there was a question, hemp versus cannabis. Guys and ladies, everybody knows the difference between hemp and cannabis. So that comment was, there's no difference. There's a big difference. Also like to ask, do we have an odor limit in this township?
An odor limit. Do we have an odor limit in our zoning? We'd have to look into that. I'm not.
Well, if you say it's zero, other than for cows and
right.
chickens.
We have a right to farm.
I'm already ahead of that one. But this is manufacturing. This is not agricultural, per se. They're manufacturing a product.
I'm not entirely sure, but I think there is some sort of ordinance under the nuisance section dealing with odors. But it is, and it does apply to industrial, I think. Now, I don't have
That's
a
okay.
copy of that, but I think it's in there.
I'm just asking a question again, trying to think a little bit on the different things we can do here. Okay, so that one's something else that has to be looked at. the other thing that came to mind, I thought about a gentleman that came last night, and he talked about how he lived next door to this proposed facility. And he said he was afraid of his property values. Can I ask, I'd like to ask each member, how close to the facility do they live? How far away do you live from the facility?
I think we hear your question, but we're not going to ask individuals' addresses and locations.
I didn't ask for address. Tell me a mile away. Tell me 2 miles away.
We hear your point, but I don't think we're going to start asking questions of individual committee people.
Well, wait.
I mean that type of question. We're asking.
No. If you live 10 miles away, you live 10 miles away.
Right. We hear your point.
Did I ask for an address?
No.
I did not ask for that.
Okay.
Please do not put words in my mouth.
You didn't ask for an address. I apologize
Thank
for
you.
That.
So
we're not going to answer that question.
Why?
If you want the addresses of the committee members, it's a public record. All you have to do is ask for it.
Because, again, think about
it. In fact, you can look in the phone book.
Well, actually, I went on the Internet, and I did start tracking down people today. So I said, this is very interesting. Because if you're on the other end of the township, and none of this is going to affect you, your thought process could be a little different versus the guy and the people next door who have a bigger stake. That's what I'm saying.
All right. I'm Robert Mickle. I live at 676 Wood Glen Road. And for the audience who were here last night, this may be a little redundant. But of this committee, I would like to ask, do you support the Lebanon Township Master Plan as it's written by your predecessors? Yes? No? Or I mean, is that a hard question? Or?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, I'm just asking.
I'd have to say yes, too.
Mm-hmm. Pardon me?
I would say yes.
Okay. Is that affirmative?
I don't know. I can't talk for them.
I mean, I'm sworn to support it. I don't know every detail of it, but I'm sworn to support it, if that's what you're asking.
Yes. Okay. All right. So I take that as an affirmative. And I brought it up last night that this was written in 2001, and your predecessors under Industrial One districts talked about where all the industrial districts are located in the Route 513 corridor and down 31, there's different places where they were industrial. And I will quote, and I'll give you this copy. The former land use plan included one additional district consisting of one lot located on Anthony Road at the end of Woodglen Road for a variety of reasons, including accessibility and proximity to residential areas. This plan recommends the elimination of this isolated industrial district. What has changed between 2001 and now? It's still an industrial site. And I would hope that you, as our representatives, would honor this master plan. Secondly, I've heard also, you know, various recommendations, and some of you know who I was, and I'm a Rutgers professor emeritus. I'm a former county agricultural agent, 31 years, worked for Rutgers University as a tenured faculty member. I dealt four counties, represented this county, Sussex, Somerset, and Warren as a regional livestock agent and with responsibility with field crops, and I also had statewide responsibility. The one thing in the CREAM Act, which is the Modernization Act, and I have a copy here I'll give to you, and this representation that this is agriculture, you mentioned it, it's this quasi-area that we're dealing with. Some legislators put this through and legislated, oh, it's going to be agriculture. Okay. The CREM Act, PL 2021, Chapter 16, and I had the page here, page 44, number 4, in no case shall a clinical registrant operate or be located on land that is valued, assessed, or taxed as an agricultural or horticultural use pursuant to the Farmland Assessment Act. Okay. Also, under the preservation, I've seen documentation in the same paragraph, you can grow medical marijuana on preserved land. But in the same paragraph, they said it's illegal because that land was purchased with federal funds. The federal government, recreational and medical marijuana are illegal. So I'm really amiss that they're trying to shroud this medical and recreational marijuana in agriculture. It's not right, and it's not what it should be. The other items, and I'll give them to you as well. Recreational cannabis program, as well as the medical marijuana program, will be regulated by the New Jersey Cannabis Regulatory Commission. It is not regulated by the Department of Ag. Another copy? Oh, excuse me. The only marijuana, hemp, the cannabis product, was granted permission by the USDA, and for every state in this country, hemp can be grown for fiber or cannabis oil. All right? And that's qualified as an agricultural product. We can't mix recreational and medicinal with hemp. And I think that's what we're going. And I think if this applicant down the road or whoever's come in here want to hide under agriculture, you are making a big mistake by allowing it to happen.
We'll get copies after the meeting.
I'm not sure if he gave it to them last night. So I'm Eric Shogren. My wife and I live on Chipmunk Pass off Anthony, which I assume will shortly be changed to Cheech and Chong Lane. The gentleman brought up marijuana. I'm here till Tuesday. An important point. This gentleman just brought up what marijuana is and what it isn't. I'm a pharmacist. So let me add a little context to this.
Can you speak up a little bit?
Sure.
Thank you.
So I just want to add a little context to what the gentleman brought up about what this is. I went through and I looked at some of the committee minutes, and they talked about not sugarcoating this. So it was brought up last night, too. On a federal level, marijuana is illegal. I know in New Jersey and I think 19 other states, they've chosen to take a different approach. I am not here to discuss the merits of medical marijuana as a therapy. But the DEA has this listed as a Class 1 controlled substance. Now, for those who may not know the difference, a Class 5 controlled substance are your typical cough syrups or codeines, things you can buy over the counter and stuff. And you work your way up to Class 2. Class 2 is your Percodan, Percocet, oxycodone, something that's been on the news a lot, fentanyl. And those products are deemed as highly addictive, but they have a medical purpose. On a federal level, there are Class 1 controlled substances. This is LSD, heroin, ecstasy, and marijuana. Highly addictive with no medical purpose. Now, I understand that most of the states in the country, that's how it's governed. So I don't understand why we're in this position right now. Like, why is this the product to be brought in? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, you know, this is an agricultural community. We moved here 25 years ago. It reminds us of our, it reminds us of our beloved Vermont. We walked down the hall and we looked at our son's picture from 2005. I didn't become aware of this threat till literally the other day. And that's what it is. It's a threat. I came home one day, and now conveniently, Slyker and Anthony have been paved to this place because that's where it stops. And I'm following this truck, and it's filled with brick-sized gravel. Now, I think most people here either have had a gravel driveway or know people that have a gravel driveway. This isn't gravel unless they have an SUV the size of an 18-wheeler. This is big stuff. And now they spend a lot of money on landscaping and stuff like that. And I'm thinking, well, 2 years ago, we put in a whole house generator, and because of the Highlands Act, our 3-by-foot slab of concrete that it sits on had to be evaluated for the possible impact on our 2 acres of property. What the hell? So I can't put in a whole house generator, and I sat behind these trucks. They had 3 truckloads of this gravel. We put up a deck. We had to get a variance because, like, 2 feet stuck out over the Highlands area, and we had to get a variance. These guys put in a ton of all sorts of stuff. I don't even know it's back there. But is this what we want to be known for? I mean, you drive around here. We're an agricultural community, for God's sakes. You know, you drive down the road. It's, you know, oh, look at the corn. It's coming in a little earlier this year. It won't be knee-high by 4th of July. But now we're going to drive by this place and go, hey, let's get high on 4th of July. I mean, that's what's coming down. This is not funny. This is our lives. We left the meeting last night where we were told, okay, well, we can't talk about that tonight because you have to talk about that tomorrow at the township committee. And now today it's like, well, we can't talk about that today because that's the zoning board or it's the cannabis board. Everybody's doing this. It's like a circular vice guard. You mentioned that. So we're just all upset because I don't know if this is the hill this town wants to die on. Thank you.
Page, it was on the schedule for years. just a minute.
Is there anyone else coming forward? Yes.
Victor.
Well, ladies, you can put a different hat on. I got something different. The police are getting new radios. What is the life expectancy of those radios? What was the life expectancy of the last radios we had?
They were over 10 to 15 years, I believe, the last set.
So we're looking to get a good 10, 15 years out of money we're spending?
Yes.
Good. The other thing I have is, is there a present or future consideration for any more land preservation of your knowledge?
The township gets offers to consider land preservation. I can't rule it out. We have a Green Acres grant. We have open space funds. Can't be ruled out.
Are we going to preserve any more land that's in the Highland District that can't be built on? And
We can't rule that out.
I hope we give it more careful consideration than we have in the past. We have lost quite a bit of tax money due to that. And it was mentioned before that we should put our BA on a ballot. I suggest if you have to come to a special meeting to do that, schedule it, please get it on the ballot, because as you've seen from the past few meetings, it is utmost concern to a lot of people. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's mention of zoning officer, the attorney, the mayor, a meeting that happened back in 2019. Is that correct?
Yes.
Did anybody take any notes? Did the zoning officer write any opinion?
I'm not aware of.
I'm looking at everybody's don't ask that.
No, honestly, I don't.
That's not happening.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't recall.
Any recollections? I would encourage you to write them down for when and if you're deposed. From what I heard here today, this is mind-boggling. This is amateur hour in a reference to our legal counsel giving advice in reference to what we can and can't do and all this other stuff, and the fingerprints of what Oprah has on it in reference to NAR and how this was all worked out, and a town not just adding medical and cannabis, the zoning ordinance that needs to be updated immediately. I'm speechless. Actually, I'm not. So it's very important. And if you don't listen, fine, that's your prerogative, but we're gonna change that, okay? And especially for you, Mr. Schmidt, you call yourself the mayor, you lead this town. Pivot and lead this town. We need special counsel, not this council. If they let us down this pipe dream, this hole, rabbit hole, get special counsel. Get somebody who knows what they're doing and can deal with this, because I don't understand. When I read it before, and I gave you things, and it says New Jersey League of Municipalities and New Jersey Institute of Local Governments, and they urge everybody just to opt out of both of them, medical, but we have our attorney, the township paid attorney by our taxes, saying, oh, we're not sure, this is that, so we just did the one, we didn't do the other, Are we kidding? So the only explanation is that somebody wanted to get to point A to point B and figure out the obstacles and how to do it, and that's why we're here today. Period. If I had an attorney advise me of this, and I'm in my business, and this is what they advised me, when a league of municipality and I have all these other resources telling me something different, so get the zoning ordinance fixed. The planning board is deemed complete. There's some legal ramifications that I probably can give more answers than what was presented on this board, and I'm not an attorney. And at the end, so that's it. You get another attorney, get special counsel. I don't know if we went with the lowest bid here with them or what. But this is ridiculous. This just doesn't make sense anymore unless it was intentionally done. And if that's the case, and that's where you want to hang, if that's where you want to hang your hat on and you want to double down, I'm going to fight you every way. It ain't going nowhere. It's a simple choice. Pivot. Pivot. And do the right thing for the town. It might have felt good for, hey, we need the tax money, which I don't even know is there. It's all good. It's a wasted, it's a site. You got sold on the idea, all that stuff. Well, it's not working out that way. There's a lot of other new information that came in. It's totally understandable to pivot and go in a different direction. It's totally understandable. And that's what a true leader would do. Okay? In reference to the NAR group, I think they're here tonight. They have a simple solution. Go rent an abandoned warehouse in an industrial area that CRC says when you do not have a medical, when you opt it out, it needs to be in an industrial area. This is not an industrial area. It might have been years ago, but it's not right now. Go into industrial area. Because my next point of attack is CRC, and I'm going after their frickin' permit. And that's where this is going, because this is bull.
I'm back. I had to turn my paper over to see the last question. Since Ridge and other communities have opted out, and you mentioned that nobody's tested this legally, okay, and we're a small township, why don't we opt out and then join the other townships and fight it as a consortium? Get all the people together, have muscle against muscle, because Ridge and other communities have more muscle than we do. That's number one. But I know you're all smart, and I know you already figured all that out. Number two, for the lawyer. I think I heard you correctly. You wrote the letter. You had this sentence in there. They then said, that won't work for us. And then you took it out.
They made a request. I ran it by the mayor, the planning board, got authorization to change it, and I changed it.
So let me ask you a question. Who are you working for? For them or for this township?
I work for the township committee.
Okay. Then I'll ask the township committee. Why was it taken out?
I have a different recollection of that, so I'll have to review.
Is any of this written anywhere or videotaped or on tape recorders?
Certainly not. Certainly not videotaped.
So therefore it's a he said, she said.
We have the email.
That's okay. I'll hold it. I can do that. So let me ask the question again.
Well, let's have
the discussion now. Says one thing, you say another. Let's see if we can get the truth. What's the truth? Okay, so Mayor Schmidt, why did you agree to take it out?
That's what I'm saying. I don't recall agreeing to take it out. I don't recall that detail of the discussion.
Okay, so back to the lawyer. So why did you take it out on your own?
Again, the person requesting the letter requested a change. I ran it by effectively my bosses.
But as a lawyer, don't you work for us? You don't work for because I've been involved in contracts all my life. Somebody asks for people and you say no.
I would have said no if someone told me to say no. I got a request. I ran it by who is effectively my bosses.
Who were they?
I got authorization from the mayor, and that is how the letter went out.
Can we review this afterward? For example, I don't recall seeing a copy of the letter. I think we need to review this and
of course,
forward.
Yeah, we can go over it.
Go ahead, Paul.
Are you saying she's lying?
I don't think anybody got a deposition notice here. I didn't get one.
Mr. Listen, you're a lawyer. We're not lawyers. But you folks aren't giving us answers. You're hiding behind the law, and I know you can do that very well because that's what lawyers do. So let's cut the crap, and let's talk Lebanon Township.
Yes.
Last time, you were as arrogant at the last meeting as I'd ever seen anybody.
I wasn't even on the committee in 2000.
No, I said last meeting. I said last meeting. When you sat there, when people out here were bitching and screaming about and talking about we need to do things to this council, and you said, folks, have you read the Constitution?
Well, that was
as arrogant.
Two meetings ago, and that was when a situation when somebody tried to talk,
but
they tried to shut her down. That's against the Constitution. Just like you're talking, and you can go on all night. That's your right. But you don't shut other people down. And that was what was attempted. That's why I said that's why we have
that is your opinion.
Expression. That's freedom of speech.
That is your opinion. Nobody was trying. People can talk, so now you're stopping freedom of speech. Oh, democracy. Okay, got it. And I have been reading the Constitution, and I would like to find out exactly what section you're referring to.
Never heard of freedom of speech, freedom of assembly?
Yeah.
It's what our founding fathers decided in that convention in Philadelphia and get ratified in the Bill of Rights.
So
that's one of the things we have, and you're exercising it right now.
Well, let me ask you a different question then. We talked about business administrator. Let's go back to that one for a minute. Freedom of speech. 300 people out here said no. You did not listen to us. Where's the freedom of speech? You didn't listen to us. You're supposed to be listen to the people.
That doesn't necessarily mean you listen to 300 people when maybe 7,000 other people comprise the township.
And they
There's
all
only
agree-
300 people here. We can't listen to just one group.
We've got to listen
to everybody.
Well, thing is,
it's not just the loudest voices. We have an entire community. In fact, I hate to mention this, but I'm going to.
Go ahead.
There was a public question in this township, public question number one, regarding the legalization of marijuana. And I saw the results. It was 63%. But I can tell you this, I wasn't one of the ones that voted for it.
Okay, that's fair. But that's not the question before the board right now. Whether you think it's legal or legal is not where it's grown in this township. And number two, as far as I think with the business administrator, there was a lot of discussion about putting it on a referendum. You had an opportunity to listen to all the people, and you shut down the conversation. So let's talk about Constitution again. Did you listen to the people? Bev asked it to be put on, and I heard no, no, no. Why didn't you want to listen to the people? I can stand here for the next 20 minutes.
If you're asking me about my vote, I used my best judgment at the time.
Mike, I know you do work with computers. I know you traveled around the world. How many people have you hired? Thousands?
No, not thousands.
10?
More than 10.
Okay. Did you look at their resume? Did you go back and look at what they've done at other jobs?
And now we're not going to discuss her specific resume.
The mayor's right. We cannot discuss personnel. That specific employee was not Rice noticed for this meeting, and there is potential litigation regarding that position. So I would say that the committee cannot comment about that at this time.
I'm not sure what you can't comment on.
If I just heard our attorney, she said we shouldn't be commenting on that situation. I'm going to follow her advice.
You're asking.
Well, that's what we pay her for.
She didn't do a very good job on the letter.
I'm following her advice.
You're asking about the conditions of hiring.
No, I just asked, how do you read a resume? Do you go back and do your due diligence and check out their background and see if there's any red flags? That has nothing to do with the resume.
You were asking about how they evaluated a certain employee.
Let's change the question then. How do you evaluate people you want to hire?
Your point is obvious, and I hear you.
You know, Mike, you said that at me 3 times within the last 5 meetings I've attended, but nothing ever gets done.
Victoria Cervelli, Red Mill Road. Mr. Wilson, you just stated that you will take the lawyer's recommendation to not answer.
I said I listened to the lawyer. That's what we hire the lawyer for.
Okay, that's great. That's wonderful. So then why is it that when the lawyer put in a sentence to protect us as a township, this committee, or unfortunately not the whole committee, the mayor and the planning board, I believe you said, officer?
The planning board attorney.
Attorney. Decided to take it out. My question is, why? Why do you listen to her now with regards to this, but you didn't listen to her when she put the sentence in that would protect us? Why is that, Mr. Schmidt?
And that's what I said. I need to review that situation from 2 or 3 years ago. What I can assure people is the innuendo that I have any interest either way in the NAR group, in that application, there's nothing that I have there. There's no basis.
So then what is the financial benefit to this township with regards to having this industry or this company here? What is the financial benefit?
Insignificant, as I understand the current statutes.
Okay, so we don't have much to gain.
Right.
But we have a hell of a lot to lose. Did that not cross your mind? Did that not cross your mind? Or do you live in a bubble? You live in a bubble.
If I could ask the attorney for the township, what is our role at this point since this application is pending before the planning board?
It's within the planning board's jurisdiction. With regards to this specific property, it is in the jurisdiction of the planning board. It is the township committee cannot and should not comment on it. And again, I want to point out there are 2 members of the planning board that sit on this committee, and we need to be very careful that we do not, 1, usurp the authority and jurisdiction of the planning board, and 2, that nothing is said outside of a public hearing that affects this application and could prejudice this application.
If 2 of the members of this committee sit on the planning board, are they supposed to be considering what appears to be not just public comments, but testimony in advance of the beginning of the applications, public hearing?
No. Members of the planning board, when considering an application, can only consider testimony properly on the record during the public hearing.
Thanks.
So, Rich Webb, Anthony Road again. Getting back to the last point that the lady made about what's in it for the township, And going back to something Bill Bones said earlier, you know, we understand that things evolve over time, and it may be that 3 years ago when the NAR group came in, they made a lot of promises and gave a lot of assurances about what they could do for the town. And in particular, they made a great deal of this idea that the town would get a 2% of gross revenue tax. And it was...
Was in place at the time. And it has since sunsetted.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the point I'm going to make. So while people in leadership in the town may have been aware of that at the time and may have been impressed by that or thought that was something valuable that fairly soon thereafter went away. And nonetheless, the NAR group has continued, I think to this day, actually, to continue to represent in various forums. And this has nothing to do with zoning, by the way, or the application that's pending, so it's not an improper comment. That this all this money is going to flow in on this 2%. It's absolutely false. It's completely bogus. There is no 2% that's going to come to this town from the NAR group. I just want everybody to know that. So every time you hear that, you know, it's false. And the fact that they continue to say that long after it was clear that that wasn't the case really reflects on what we're dealing with. And that has to be taken into account in any way, shape, or form that we're dealing with these people. I just wanted to say that. Thank you. Thank you.
Does the name Blanchard ring a bell with any of you? Last name Blanchard. She was the tax clerk in Washington, New Jersey, that got like 7 years in prison. She embezzled like $150,000 over 6 years. This is going back 4 years ago. You want to know how she got caught? She illegally sold my taxes. And I had a friend that my dad knew. We went down to redeem my loan from the lien holder that she sold my taxes to. And she created an argument and tried to throw us out of a public building. So what did he do? He requested all the Oprah papers that your fingerprints are all through. So this isn't a threat. What I'm saying is you got fingerprints through every bit of this. If you can stop this, I suggest it. Because I'm trying to all you, I'm trying to get a hold of this guy for our town. And he's very difficult to get a hold of, but I'm trying my best. I will talk with you. I will talk with you after. I'm trying to get a hold of him. So.
I think the attorney, Listen, Edelston.
I don't mean to disrespect or anything, and I apologize if I got a little warm there. Lawyers have different areas of their expertise. Let's hire somebody in this area that we can count on, independent, and give us the highest expertise that we can find to protect this town. And at this point in time, we need to do it with zoning because we opted out of one. That's good for 5 years unless somebody comes back and changes it. The other one, we didn't opt out, so we have to do it through zoning. And that's just, you know, with how the state law is and stuff like that. We're exposed on that end. Keep doing that. Let's fix the problem. Let's keep working towards making things better. And I don't want to fight. I don't want to argue. I don't want to even be here. The only reason I'm being here is because of everything that's stated. And we need to fix this. Things have changed. Let's pivot. Be great leaders that you can be. Get experts. And let's move on. We can do this. And we can also show we don't that the town does not support NAR and say, hey, it's the best interest of everybody. Go find it, a warehouse. Bring your license over there. Cannabis Regulatory Commission. They change license locations all the time. Permit locations, you can change it. They will give you permission to do it, and you change the location. Everything keeps moving with them. Somewhere else, in an industrial area. All right? So they still get their thing. The town is getting, and we keep working forward on this site to get it cleaned up. There's monies out there. There's people out there that will help us. There's state officials. There's federal officials. I've been involved with it before. It's out there. We just need to make the effort. Okay? Please do this. Zoning. Clean that place up. Get NAR to move on somewhere else. If you need help, call me. There's a lot of people in this community that will help and do it together. Nobody can do it on their own. Please.
Thank you.
Keith Galloway again. I never even thought of the idea of a park until Mr. Bond mentioned it. There is a beautiful barn up there. I think it's really stone, and it's arched, as I recall. If they could clean up that site, I got to say, I think that would be an extremely nice area for a park for this township. That's nothing to do with saying get rid of NAR, although I want to, but what a great place for a park, and then you could see that barn and make that barn usable. I think it's a great idea.
Any other public comments? Yes.
Hi, Brandon Staten, Highland Drive. I'm writing some notes here, so I'm trying to understand a little bit more. So this letter back in 2019, the attorney said if no action, then the full committee does not deem to be involved, correct?
Sorry. At the time, that is what the Cannabis Commission accepted.
Okay,
the Cannabis Commission accepted it. That's within their purview. And then there was a follow-up resolution.
That was 2 years later.
I couldn't remember the exact date. 2 years later.
Okay, so again, I'm just trying to understand. I was one of those complaining about not knowing the process last night. I was at the meeting. So this is a signed letter, right, in response to a request for zoning information, which includes the planning board, the mayor, the zoning officer, and an attorney. So this is not one of those action items that leads to the full committee being involved.
This was not a resolution
of the
committee.
Okay. All right, because I was confused because you mentioned you consulted your bosses, but then you referred to your bosses as being the entire committee.
I'm sorry, I misspoke. I should have.
And you only consulted the mayor.
And I was being a little flippant. That's how I think of my job. I take direction
from the full committee.
From the committee.
Thank you for the clarification.
Just a question going back to the water issues. And we heard last night that this farm is supposed to use 1,800 gallons a day. And I was wondering, like in times like right now where we have a drought, are we going to be, if we have a restriction, like all our lawns are totally dead, are they going to still be able to draw 1,800 gallons?
That is clearly before the planning board.
Okay.
Those details we're...
And if we, like if something happens and my water's contaminated because they've dug up something that we all know is hidden on that property, who do we go to? Do we sue the town, or how do we remediate if all of us now have problems with our own water? Do we go to you?
Again, it would be fact specific. I don't want to comment on hypotheticals, but again, issues of water, the contamination, outside agency approvals, those are things that the planning board or zoning board will take into consideration when reviewing the application.
Like even on my property, I must have like 5 brooks and a stream, and I'm going to be screaming up and down if something happens. Thank you.
All right. Bob Meckel again. I have a follow-up on this water usage. I don't know whether, and I brought it up last night, whether this committee has seen the NARS handout we got this 4 weeks ago. Well, it shocks me that you haven't seen it. I mean, you've been involved with this. It's a very slick document they put together, but to address the water issues, and she's the last speaker is correct, they're going to use, in this one house, 1,868 gallons of water per day for their operation. All right, that's 13,076 gallons per week. For a year, it's 681,820 gallons. And this is based on their document, not mine. Now, how much water, how much water do you use a day?
Again, that topic is before the planning board, so we can't address
yes,
that.
Yes, but my point is, I have a 70-foot well. I live 1,500 feet from this application. They only notify people within 200 feet. For something this serious, I think the whole township should have been notified. I mean, it's a serious, serious thing. I moved out here 32 years ago because of the pristine nature of this township. I even moved from Tewksbury to live in Lebanon Township because I liked Lebanon Township better than Tewksbury. I raised my kids here, and I have 650 feet on the Spruce Run Creek. Part of my property is in a 100-year floodplain. These people, what are they, 1,200 feet from the Spruce Run Creek? What are you, nuts?
Bobby Kolonovic. I do reside here in Lebanon, and I also have property in California. So I don't know if you guys took into consideration the local towns around you in regards to this, because it affects them as well as us here in town. Now, I got to say, the person who even entertained this application should be shot right on the spot.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Who even entertained it?
We've been very respectful all night, and we're not going to
I understand, but you guys weren't respecting us when you guys accepted this application.
We're just not going to rhetorically discuss violence.
In regards to the property being contaminated, do we have a town engineer? Because isn't the town engineer responsible for the DEP part of this? That property is probably in the DEP right now. Because I spoke to someone that's a very good friend of mine. He's in the EPA. That hasn't been a Superfund site since 2002. I'm more than sure you could get the same information if you took out a little time and effort instead of,
Did you say it hasn't been a Superfund?
It hasn't been a Superfund.
I think those details are before the planning board. They've
gone
into those details.
Okay. So that site has been in the DEP since then. The town engineer should notice. The town engineer should send out letters to whoever owned the property since then. There's no monitoring. I passed by the property. There's no monitoring wells, no pump house to clean the water, filtration systems. So there is a lot of concern about the water, the property there, because once you disturb that soil, you're screwed. And the amount of water they're going to use a day is just going to seep into the ground and make things worse.
I think we are veering once again into talking about an application without it being before the public hearing. Your points are nothing
behind. So what are you guys actually doing here tonight?
Whether your points are valid, but those
are things we got a lawyer here.
Those are things you should bring up to the planning board and request that the board's engineer.
We tried. We tried.
They have not. They have not started the public hearing on the application yet.
Correct.
But why did you decide to take out that sentence? That's what brought us here. That's the person that actually entertained this ridiculous application for a permit. You made a mistake. Now, if it's up to either giving that so the town doesn't get sued, let the town get sued. We as residents here will chip in to pay the bill. But someone's going to go after you for a civil suit against this because you made a big mistake. And you're there to prove it because you just admitted it in front of 100 people here. So you guys got a lot to think about here.
Do you want to chip in with a lawsuit that's pending right now that's actually filed?
Okay.
Okay, the one that's filed right now.
Against what?
Look it up.
I think we're getting off topic. It's public.
He said he wants to chip in for the lawsuit. There's already a lawsuit pending in this township.
Not against this, is there?
No, not against this.
So, if we can get rid of them and pay a fine, why not?
Okay.
If we can get rid of them and pay a fine, why not? Unless it's going to cost somebody some money on the board. Or promises.
Keith Galloway again. When that property was owned by Diamond Aerosol, there were a lot of people worried about their wells. There were two contaminated wells within, I don't know how many feet, but I know I lived close enough that I joined a group of people and we had our wells tested. And we did hire an attorney. Seems to me he was from out of Newton. And that attorney from Diamond Aerosol sued each one of us. I didn't give a rat's. I didn't care what it cost me. I was tired of putting up with the garbage. And then years later, you have Toll Brothers coming here. Your committee, man, you wanted to find any way you could to get them out. I'm grateful that you did, but you did it for a different reason. With that many houses, you had to put up another school. And God forbid we had to have that. Now, I only get 3 gallons of water a minute. I live right there on Mount Lebanon, close on to the road. I came to this committee concerned about the water, and the committee at that time said, that's your problem, not the applicant's. Is that what we're going to hear tonight from this committee with regards to the water usage?
Is anyone else coming forward for just another public comment?
Michael Iannese, Red Mill Road. I'm going to actually circle back. We heard that all the time, right? All right, so I'm going to circle back. All righty. 2 hours ago, a little over 2 hours ago, there was a comment.
If I could comment on the circle back, we don't have to do that anymore because she's gone.
Okay.
So. You know who I'm talking about.
Well, this is for her then.
Good.
And for the rest of us. For the rest of us, I'm going to circle back. Thank you. All right. So you paid a bill tonight. You paid a bill. You paid the voucher, or you agreed to pay the voucher to Open Space. Correct. All right. Now, I didn't catch it all. $78,000. Was that for the month, for the quarter, for the year, for the...
That's the quarter Open Space tax assessed by the county, collected by the township.
Okay. Open Space tax, quarterly. Very good. All right. So that's $300,000 a year, a little more than $300,000 a year. Lebanon Township pays for Open Space. We were speaking of the Constitution earlier, the creation of this country. That's taxation without representation. And I mean, basically, open space, how do I stretch that? Well, this piece of property was not being used for this purpose. They finished for industrial use, and that's what it's going to be. It's not agriculture. So now it's going to be industrial use again. Meanwhile, we're paying all this money for open space. Now, just one more thing. You mentioned that there's open space funds. Maybe we should just turn this into a park with those open space funds. But let's make that happen. Maybe we should have made that happen before. Once the EPA got out, we should have maybe decided to start that process, and now maybe we should. Also, one more thing. I'm sorry. I spoke to somebody earlier today, Bethlehem Township. They have a concrete manufacturing facility that's dumping. Now, I'm sure this facility is paying fines up the wazoo. Apparently, they don't care. They're still dumping. Why wouldn't that happen here? The CRC website shows a list. It's incredible. You have to go on the CRC website. It's unbelievable. It shows a list of fines because they caught these companies selling the wrong marijuana, selling it after hours. It doesn't take that long to go through the list. And then it's beautiful. We waived the fines because they said they would stop. Now, I'm paraphrasing, but not by much. We're stuck with these people. Bethlehem is stuck with that concrete factory. I don't know how long this has been going on, but the poison is going to get worse, and it's bad as it is. Thank you.
Anyone else coming forward for public comment? Seeing no one else at this time, is there a motion to close the public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment at this time.
Second.
There's no discussion. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. We will need to go into, the committee needs to go into executive session to discuss the police contract negotiations. Update for the committee. No action is expected tonight. So at this time, we'll ask the public to leave. Actually, we'll step into a separate room as well. Good night.
I'll make a motion then.
Oh, yeah.
I'll make a motion for Resolution 86-2022 for PBA negotiation contract negotiation discussions.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes.